Political conventions are supposed to be unifying events, but both the Democratic and Republican gatherings have highlighted divisions. And while both candidates have fervent followers, both are the most unpopular in decades. A new Gallup poll shows Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump viewed unfavorably by 58% of Americans. But what's bad for the major parties could be a major opportunity for the minor ones. Last night, during Hillary Clinton's speech, Bernie Sanders delegates tried to interrupt her many times, and many were holding signs in support of Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein. Megan Verley of Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
At the Tanner Gun Show recently in Denver, most of the vendors were hawking firearms and accessories. But toward the back, volunteers were working hard to sell the crowd on ideas, not ammunition.
Right on. Now, have you heard of the Libertarian Party before?
I've heard about it.
Awesome. Have you heard about Gary Johnson running for president?
Yes.
Outstanding. So
4 years ago, Gary Johnson won about 1% of the national vote and less than 1.5% in Colorado in his first run for president on the Libertarian ticket. And the former Republican governor of New Mexico is running again. The state party hopes to see him do a lot better this time. Marie Cochran is outreach director for the Colorado Libertarian Party.
We still get the argument, the lesser of two evils, but there's really no lesser. For a lot of people, they have a hard time, you know, picking between Trump or Hillary, who would be the lesser two. So, yeah, we're getting a lot more traction.
Libertarian Party officials say their web traffic, social media engagement, and donations have all increased this year. That's being fueled by people like Paul Barron. He's a lifelong Republican and...
I've never voted Libertarian in the major election.
But starting last year, the small business owner promised himself...
If Trump wins the nomination, I will be voting for Gary Johnson.
Barron finds Trump divisive, and he's turned off by the violence at his rallies. He's still a registered Republican, but hopes his vote for Johnson will send a message about where he wants to see the party go.
That's the best way to protest. Yeah, maybe throwing your vote away, but at least you're not, you know, joining the masses of Trumpites.
Barron may see a Johnson loss as throwing his vote away. But for the minor parties, winning elections isn't the only measure of success. If their presidential candidate can reach 15% approval in five national polls, they can participate in the debates. If they win at least 5% of votes, it unlocks millions in public campaign funds. So just a small shift in voters would have a major impact for them. And third parties see opportunity on both sides of the aisle, from the never-Trumpers to the millions of people who gave life to Bernie Sanders' campaign. Mercedes Maxwell was one of them. She stopped by to chat at the Libertarian Party's table at the gun show, but is more interested in a different third-party presidential candidate, the Green Party's Jill Stein.
I'm kind of swinging her way right now. It would either be her or not voting at all is really the option.
Maxwell first started considering Stein after seeing people online compare her to Sanders. Maxwell says she's always been a registered Democrat simply because that's what her parents are, but she's done with that party.
I mean, you're not going to have my name backing you up, you know, just because you're a Democrat, but none of your policies follow anything that I believe in.
Some Sanders supporters are urging Democrats to resign from the party en masse. They're calling it Dem Exit. Colorado Green Party co-chair Andrea Merida says she's fielding around 100 messages a day from newly interested voters.
In a way, we've kind of been maybe the mushroom political party in that, you know, we've been in the dark, we've been small, we've been kind of quiet. But now we've got all this exposure and we're the logical home for a lot of folks that did support Senator Sanders.
Merida says that so far the party isn't doing anything extra to try to woo disillusioned Democrats, in part because they're already getting so much attention it's straining party resources. Right now, there are only around 7,000 active Green Party members in Colorado. Libertarians have 27,000 active voters here. David Flaherty with the polling firm Magellan believes small parties have their best opportunity in a decade to pick up new members. But so far, he's not seeing much evidence that they are.
There's a massive group of people that neither party is really accessible to them right now, but also the third parties have not been able to speak to them either or capitalize on what should be an opportunity.
However, in a year when unprecedented things seem to happen daily in the campaigns, Flaherty says he wouldn't like to make any predictions about how well the third parties might end up doing and how many votes they may take away from the Republican and Democratic candidates. For Here and Now, I'm Megan Verlee in Colorado.